Hey, let me clarify something for you. You're looking at a lot of fucking time. So this is completely up to you. We can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. I need some fucking information, and I need it right now.
This your motherfucking conscience, nigga, don't even do it. Don't start acting like a bitch, cause you forgot where you going. You made choices that done put you here, and now you just ruined. And I don't care about why you did it or who got you influenced. Nah, don't listen to that nigga, that ain't good advice. If you cooperate, then it's your chance to save your life. Just tell them what they wanna know, and you won't pay the price. Some would call it snitching, but for me, I call it make it right. Man, fuck that make it right shit, you gotta sit to your bed. You should've thought about this shit before you did what you did. Give a fuck about your family or your bitch or your kids. You either gon' respect the code or you gon' get what you give. Who gives a fuck about the codes? No one follow codes. We both know that jail ain't the place you wanna go. Somebody fucking on your bitch, you tryna call a phone. If I was you, I'd tell them boys everything they wanna know. Okay, let's think about this, let's embrace it. Let's make an illustration. Let's say you switch up with it and bitch up and then make a statement. Now niggas in jail, that nigga ain't tell ain't had no snitch temptations. Now you might be free, but you might get killed for giving up information. And if you don't get killed, then that's a wrap. Everybody gon' know you as a rat. Won't get no respect for the rest of your life. Nobody won't know you after that. You might get run, but you never could hide. How long you hoping that'll last? For they catch you slipping and give you something that you know you had
fuck
to have.
Fuck that, let's say you keep your mouth shut and take the blame for it. Now you need money on your books, ain't no one paying for it. No visitations or no letters you've been waiting for. That pussy you've been craving for. You may not get laid no more, and all them niggas that you call your brothers will be ghosts. The only one who got you is your mother if you're close. A bunch of niggas screaming free you and making posts. No one show up to your trial, niggas pray that you can smoke.
Man, please tell me you ain't about to take a sucker's advice. Your kids will grow up knowing that you just a sucker for life. Lacking morals and integrity, it come with a price. And if you fold it, you should know that we ain't nothing alike. And if you leaving here tonight, you better cop a burner. Don't fuck around and be somebody ain't nobody heard of. Now here's your choice, be a man or be somebody murdered. It's either you can take the stand or you be Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda.
Alright. So it was me, C-Dot, Killer, Rico, and Vic.
Cut the shit. Who is Rico? Who is Vic? I want their real names.
Killer's name's Jonathan Taylor, and Rico's Michael McCormick. And Vic, he was the person who pretty much was like the head of operation. So.
What's up now, nigga?